Hi, and welcome back. I'm Daryl, and welcome to McCullough Therapy. And today, we're going to be looking at bite size again. And in this bite size, I'm going to be talking about five ways to reteach yourself your self-love. Now, while we could be loving someone and something without a second thought, have we really asked ourselves, do I love myself enough? Self-love is important for mental health and well-being, and while there's many definitions to it, the basis is the same. Accepting who you are, being comfortable in your own skin, and engaging in activities that make you feel happy and content. But if you're someone, or you know someone, who is healing from the past and looking to reteach your self-love, this podcast is sure to help. Before we start, remember that you and your experiences are different and must be honoured at all times. So take your time, and regarding of how tough things may get, always choose to love yourself. Number one, accept the pain for what it is. The more we run away from something, the more it follows us. This can be bothersome, and especially if you're healing from a bitter experience. Once you've made peace with how things are right now, you clear up more space in your head to look at other aspects that are associated with that suffering. Is the pain causing anger issues? Does it trigger episodes of anxiety? Or does it make it hard to get out of bed? Acknowledging help and recognizing false beliefs, how you react to triggers, and the chain of thoughts in the moment, and enables you to handle the situations better. Number two, take responsibility. Self-love grooms your mind to think positively and have more mental space to process every day without getting overwhelmed. And whilst you can't control the events that hurt you in the past, now is the time to do it. Take responsibility for how you feel. The past will live in the past until and unless you allow it that kind of pilot seat to navigate events in your life. Number three, enroll in activities that you enjoy. Loving yourself includes doing things that make you happy and helping you let go of negativity. If you enjoy the mere thought of dancing or swimming or running, walking, whatever it might do, consider enrolling in classes or just meeting up with like-minded people. Not only will it keep your mind engaged, but these classes or meeting up will also integrate into your routine. Take at least 20 minutes every day to pamper yourself. The key here is to take it slow and easy instead of stressing over it. Number four, you deserve to be loved, period. Reteaching yourself how to love yourself again is difficult and the road less travelled. Whilst there could be a thousand things stopping you, the mere realisation is that you are worthy of being adored and loved by yourself. And this is going to help you incredibly. Know that whatever caused you to appreciate yourself less is no longer in control of your present, and you're reworking on a clean slate. Number five, seek professional help. There is nothing wrong with seeking help when you're not sure where to begin your journey. There could be just so many things you can do. You may feel overwhelmed and you may feel lost. A professional can very well guide you there and get you on the road. They will not only help you identify pieces that need to be reloved, but they'll also address those reoccurring concerns that could be silently hindering your process. The reality of reloving yourself can be difficult on the mind and may at times feel unreal. You may be so comfortable with the consistency of feeling incompetent and not enough that relearning your worth and enjoying life may seem exhausting. Many people do drop out at this discomfort and choose to go back to how things were. Sometimes they just can't see the grass on the other side of the hill and maybe it's greener for them. So if you're learning how to self-love again, know that you deserve it and there's help there to make it happen. Nothing should stop anyone from embracing who they are. So go out there, start to change your life. Thank you for listening. I want you to have a fantastic week. Bye bye.